أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وليستعفف الذين لا يجدون نكاحا حتى يغنيهم الله من فضله والذين يبتغون الكتاب مما ملكت أيمانكم فكاتبوهم إن علمتم فيهم خيرا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a very effective means of eradicating immorality and preserving chastity and one's haya, and that was nikah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged the seniors and the elders and the family members, the fathers, the grandfathers, the brothers and the guardians, that they should get the spouseless youngsters married and get them married as soon as they have reached marriageable age and have the ability to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah, ayah number 33 of Surah An-Nur, addresses those who cannot afford marriage financially. They cannot afford marriage and they fear that if they were to get married, they will not be able to fulfill the rights, the financial rights of the wife, and they will not be able to provide for her what they should provide for her, and they fear that as a result of that, they will fall into sin because they will not be fulfilling the rights of the wife. So Allah says to them, وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Those who cannot afford marriage, Allah says, let them preserve their chastity. They must make sabr. They must persevere. And they must look after their chastity. They must preserve their chastity. And they must guard their chastity. Maintain and observe haya, hatta yughniyahum Allah min fadli, until Allah enriches them from His bounties. They must turn to Allah, seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They really want to get married, but they cannot afford marriage, they cannot afford nikah, then they must persevere, they must look after their chastity. So long as they preserve their chastity and they make an effort to observe such practices that will assist them in observing their chastity and their haya, Allah Ta'ala will eventually enrich them and provide for them from His bounty so that they may afford nikah and get married. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the hadith that we discussed yesterday, wherein he advises the youngsters to get married once they have the financial ability to do so, he also says, Ya ma'shar al-shabab man istata'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaj. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the one who cannot afford nikah, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَعَلَيْهِ بِصَوْمٍ. That person must observe fast. One of the ways to curb the desire and to curb the sexual emotions or desires that one may have is through fasting. So such people, Allah Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has advised them to fast as much as possible. Fast is a very effective way of curbing the desires. وَالَّذِينَ يَتَّغُونَ الْكِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses those who possess slaves. As we said that this has been abolished. However, Islam had given people the right to own slaves, male slaves and female slaves. Now, there was a certain contract that a slave could enter into with his master. What was the contract? It was known as the contract of Mukataba or Kitaba, where the slave entered into a contract with the master that he wishes or she wishes to buy her freedom. So they agree on an amount. So the slave tells the master, listen, let us enter into this contract. I will earn money on my own, and the moment I have the amount that you want, I will pay to you, and then I become a free person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the slave girl or the slave boy comes to the master making this request, then they should concede, and they should agree, and they should enter into a contract with such slaves. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابِ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Those slaves of yours who come to you seeking to enter into the contract of Kitabah. It's called the contract of Kitabah. فَكَاتِبُوهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then contract Kitabah with them. Enter into the contract with them. إِنْ عَلِمْتُمْ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا. If you see some good in them. Meaning if you see in them the ability to fulfill that amount, if you see in them the ability and the strength and the capability to accumulate that amount of money that you want from them, then enter into this contract with them. Contract it with them and allow them to earn that amount and pay it over to you so that they may purchase their freedom. وَآتُوهُمْ مِمَّالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. And then Allah addresses the believers that we should assist them. If you know of a slave who is trying to purchase his or her freedom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers, وَآتُوهُمْ. Give them, assist them, مِمَّالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ, from the wealth that Allah has given you. So even zakah can be given to such a slave who wishes to purchase his or her freedom. And even the master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the master himself, that you also contribute towards that money that he or she is trying to save in order to purchase the freedom. Another practice that was rife in the pre-Islamic era was that the owners of slave girls, they would compel the slave girls to prostitution. So they would force them and compel them to carry out this act of prostitution through which they would earn some money for their own selves. So the slaves, the masters who benefit through this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this and Allah warns them. Allah says, وَلَا تُكْرِهُ فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ. And do not compel your maids and your slave girls. Do not compel them to prostitution. إِنْ أَرَدْنَا تَحَسُّنًا. If they want to maintain their chastity, they are trying hard to preserve and maintain their chastity, especially after embracing Islam. They have come into the fold of Islam and they have learned about the importance of chastity and they wish to preserve their chastity. And here on the other hand, as owners and as masters, you are forcing them to carry out this despicable and this low act of prostitution. لِتَبْتَغُوا عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In order that you may seek and that you may gain some material payment of the worldly life. That's all you want out of it. You want to enrich yourself through this, so you are forcing her to engage in this act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not do so. وَمَن يُكْرِهُنَّ. But what happens if a slave girl has no choice? She has no choice. And her master forces her, compels her, and he makes it compulsory upon her to do this and to carry out this act so that he may earn some money through it. Allah says about those who have no choice and who have been compelled and who have no way out from it, وَمَنْ يُكْرِهُنَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِكْرَاهِهِنَّ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And the one who forces them and compels them to do it, then after them being forced to do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving and all merciful. They will be forgiven. They really do not want to do it, but they are compelled by their owners and their masters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after being compelled to do it, they do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. The sin of that act will fall squarely on the shoulder of those masters and those owners who force them to perform that. Allah grant us the understanding.